Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And today we'll talk about the call, Lynn, from Colorado to J Seculo Live yesterday. Our phone number, 800-8-INYART. So if you heard that call, or if you are Lynn, feel free to call us. Also, I want to talk about Fox News Channel's Bill O'Reilly in an O'Reilly O'Reilly segment. Bill O'Reilly said that marriage is a privilege, not a right, and no one has a right to marriage. And this is part of the bizarre effort when you remove God from the equation of government and law, you end up holding absurd positions. And so that's one of them. We'll talk about that and some of O'Reilly O'Reilly's other views. Colombia has a bust of a criminal ring linked to Al-Qaeda. And in Denver, a cold case has been solved. A girl who was raped, she's a 16-year-old girl who was raped 13 years ago. And it's a Denver cold case, but it's just been solved by DNA. And that is one example of why we advocate a national DNA database. That Christians, conservatives should support that notion, and we should build toward a national DNA database to dramatically reduce the number of sexual crimes and increase the law enforcement's ability to solve those crimes. Okay, our phone number, 800-8-INYART. That's 1-800-8-INYART, 1-800-836-9278. INYART is spelled E-N-Y-A-R-T. So 1-800-836-9278. Boy, we just got a call from California, a new listener over the internet, and she ordered The Plot. The Plot, which is my life's work, a manuscript, an overview of the whole Bible, 320 pages, and there's a money-back guarantee. People have loved it, and that's really what's helped Bob Inyart Live stay on the air all these years. Okay, so if you heard us play Lynn's call to J Seculo Live yesterday, or if you are Lynn, feel free to call in. We'd like your take on that. Lynn said to J Seculo that there's a pastor in Denver, the name of our church, of course. I pastor a church, and the name of the church is Denver Bible Church. Now, Bob Inyart Live, this talk show, it's not run by the church. I've had this talk show, well, going back almost 10 years before the church came into existence. So Bob Inyart Live is a separate entity, but I happen to pastor Denver Bible Church. So Lynn from Colorado said there's a pastor in Denver who has a talk show every day in the afternoon who has been saying now for several weeks that he has confirmation that Judge Alito, starting in 2001, has been voting to keep partial birth abortion legal. Could you address that, please? And then J Seculo, I guess he zeroed in on the year 2001, and he said that is absolutely, positively incorrect. He should have said, Lynn, the year is wrong. Judge Alito voted to keep partial birth abortion legal in the year 2000, the previous year, but he didn't take this as an opportunity to clarify that ruling or to list the other extremist pro-abortion rulings that Judge Samuel Alito has rendered. And by the way, at our website, kgov.com, there's an excellent report card for Samuel Alito for the last 10 years of his extremist pro-abortion rulings. So you might want to check that out. In fact, somebody took our report card and posted it on a number of sites on the internet, including at theologyonline.com. And that's the place to go on the web if you want to talk about current events, theology, doctrine, science, evolution, abortion, all these issues, homosexuality. That's theologyonline.com. Okay. So if you have any thoughts about Jay Sekulow and how he handled Lynn's call, feel free. And he's got a full court press in his ministry to get Samuel Alito confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And he could not even predict whether Alito would vote as a Supreme Court justice to outlaw partial birth abortion. Personally, I think he probably will vote to outlaw partial birth abortion, but he's a legal positivist. He's not pro-life in that he does not believe that a child has a right to life. He doesn't believe that. Because if you do, you don't murder innocent children for your paycheck or for process. So he's not a pro-life judge. He obviously doesn't believe that our rights come from God and that the government does not have the authority to take away those rights. He doesn't believe those things. He's a legal positivist judge who's been ruling extremist pro-abortion rulings for a decade now. Okay. Then we get to O'Reilly O'Reilly. In our O'Reilly O'Reilly segment, you know, Bill O'Reilly is considered conservative by many in his audience. And when you look at his views, that's surprising that so many viewers could be so gullible. For the most part, now check me on these. Over the years, you know, I've watched O'Reilly quite a bit. But it seems to me that for the most part, he's against the death penalty. He believes in evolution from animals. He's against spanking. He's pro-choice on abortion. He supports homosexual civil unions. He supports adoption of children, babies by homosexual couples. He supports godless public schools. He's the author of tawdry sex scenes in one or more novels, B-rated novels. He supports the gag rule against churches disenfranchising pastors from the political process. Right? If a woman becomes pregnant by a rapist, O'Reilly would support killing the baby, but he would protect the rapist. Now, a true conservative, would kill the rapist and love the baby. Okay? And so if you have thoughts on Lynn's call to Jay Sekulow or O'Reilly O'Reilly, our number 800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 800-836-9278. All right, so that's O'Reilly. He's a conservative, but he wants to make it clear that he doesn't care what anybody does in private sexually. In fact, he's obviously a bit of a voyeur, the way if he'll do some segment reporting how terrible at some high school somewhere in the Northeast in New England, some kids videotaped girls being seductive. Maybe they were drunk, they were sexual, and they put the video on the internet. So he'll be condemning the story and airing the video. And so there are plenty of times at Bob and Yurt Live we turn off the Fox News channel for being despicable. In fact, we emailed them when they aired a commercial last week for Tabasco sauce. And we emailed them with extreme anger for the virtual porn. And we turned off Fox News for a few days. And, of course, we could do that for longer periods of time as necessary. All right. So I want to get to O'Reilly, his comments just this week. On January 24th, saying that no one has a right to marriage. Marriage is a privilege, not a right. And that, of course, is inane. Marriage is a human right, and our rights come from God, not the government. But we'll get to that in a moment. First, the phones, 800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. In Maybank, Texas, Tom, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Bob, good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
And I heard the good news on your radio show yesterday about your programming in Iowa.
Yes, Bob and Yurt Live is scheduled to begin in Iowa, in Des Moines and Ames, Iowa, in just about 10 days or so. So we're thrilled for that.
Well, that's wonderful. But yes. I think you ought to come down here to Texas because we would embrace you down here.
Oh, that's so kind of you, Tom.
I mean, we carry guns down here. We put people to death. You're our kind of guy.
Hey, wait a minute. I just saw in the Denver Post, was it this week? They said 1 million firearm owners, 1 million people own firearms in the Denver metro area. That was an estimate. That was in the Rocky Mountain News or the Post.
Yeah, but down here we're packing.
Yeah, you guys have like 3.4 guns per person.
Yes.
Something
we
like
carry
that.
Them.
Yes, that's great.
But anyway, Bob, yeah. I just want to let you know I wrote my congressman, Jeb Hinserling, and now this is Bible country. And I gave him Judge Alito's voting record, you know, that I got off your website.
Oh, you did.
And he wrote me back, and he said he really much doesn't care about that Judge Alito received a bachelor's degree from Princeton and a law degree from Yale, and he's extremely well qualified. And he understands the role of the judiciary.
So a judge who rules that you could kill Jews is qualified if he gets a good rating from the American Bar Association.
Yep, he said he'll faithfully uphold the Constitution.
Yeah, at least in Germany, you know, they're in turmoil. Just this week, it's open an old wound. The movie Munich from Steven Spielberg, and they're wrestling with their, you know, inflicting the Holocaust on millions of people in Europe, mostly Jews. So at least there's a recognition that even though the government did it, and even though the judges were upholding precedent, what they did was evil and criminal. But here in America, if you listen to our Christian leaders, you can kill Jews as a judge as long as you're following process, as long as you got the right judicial philosophy. If you rule that we should kill Jews in America, you're ruling as you should do, as long as it's following process.
It's insane.
It's insane. And, of course, I'm saying Jews when our Christian leaders are saying babies. It's okay to kill babies in America as a judge. You're making a moral decision. As Gary Bauer said, you're doing what you should do as long as you're following the process. It's called murder, and the blood is on their hands.
It sure is, Bob. But I'll tell you, this is discouraging because I would expect this from a congressman up in Colorado, but this is a Texas congressman. And
you know what? Why doesn't at least Jay Sekulow and Focus on the Family, why don't they at least tell their audience the extremist pro-abortion record of Samuel Alito's rulings as a federal judge? Why aren't they at least honest with their audience? And then they say, you know what, even though he's given 5 radical pro-abortion rulings, we support him anyway, and here's why. But they keep their audience in the dark so that when Brian Rohrbaugh, Columbine dad, speaks at the Colorado March for Life and lists these Alito rulings that were so pro-abortion, people in the audience, some of them think that Brian is lying or making allegations.
I don't know. It's crazy, but I think when you put, you know, in the morning I'm working in my shop and I'm listening to Laura Ingraham, and in one segment of her program, she'll be arguing with a representative from Planned Parenthood about against abortion.
Yeah, that abortion is a terrible moral evil.
And then they'll take a commercial break, and she'll come back after in the next segment, and she'll...
Cheerlead for Alito.
That's crazy. Why are you doing that?
It is crazy. It's because...
You can't be against abortion, Tom, and support an abortionist.
Yeah, Tom, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate that.
Well, Bob, I still think you ought to come down here to Texas because you're in Barbara Streisand country.
Hey, Tom, I was about ready to do that until I heard about your congressman down there.
Well, that's true.
God bless you.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom. Bye. I appreciate that. Yeah, people are too busy cheerleading for their team to bother with such technicalities as right and wrong. And, you know, human behavior is somewhat complex, and we could convince ourselves we're fighting a spiritual battle when we're really rooting for our team in the Super Bowl. And so people, you know, Christians who listen to conservative radio and watch Fox News and listen to Hannity on the radio or whoever, Hugh Hewitt, they'll listen to C-SPAN in a hearing by the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, and they're cheering as though they're watching the playoffs in the NFL. And they get confused. They think their competitive urges are the same thing as their spirituality and their obedience to Christ. They confuse themselves. You say, what have you done to fight abortion? You're criticizing us for being too involved in fighting abortion, trying to stop people from killing unborn children. You criticize us. Okay, well, what do you do? And which churches have you criticized for doing nothing to stop abortion? Oh, you haven't criticized any of those churches. Oh, you only criticize the churches that do too much, or you don't appreciate their tactics. And what have you done to stop abortion? Oh, you're lobbying for Samuel Alito. I see. So, Aurelio Riley, it's informative to look at his desperate efforts to defend his views. He's against homosexual marriage. He's very much pro-homosexual, very much pro-homosexual, generally supports the homosexual agenda, but he stops short on homosexual marriage. I mean, homosexuals adopting children is even more damnable than homosexuals getting married. And Aurelio Riley supports homosexuals adopting children and civil unions, as do so many of our Republicans, politicians. So they're against homosexual marriage, they support civil union, and little by little we get more and more jurisdictions where civil unions are legalized, legitimized, and at the end of the year, the Christians say, hey, we're winning because we stopped homosexual marriage here or there. And we look back and say, yeah, but they've got homosexual civil unions now in 50 more cities. How are you winning? You just lost all that ground. So we think that when the enemy is advancing on us and taking ground, we call that winning. Because we have cheerleaders who tell us that the pro-lifers are winning, the Christians are winning, and they're not. We're not winning. We're losing. The government schools are completely in control of the godless left, and they pump out millions of kids every year graduating with an anti-Christian worldview. And so, of course, we're fighting, and the homeschool kids are our best hope for the future. And some of the Christian school kids, but so many Christian schools are liberal. So we're fighting, but we're not winning. I mean, we will win in the end because Jesus Christ will return. But so when you look at Bill O'Reilly and you see him try to defend his worldview and his opinions apart from God, right? Because all of right and wrong, right is a definition of that which is consistent with God's nature. And wrong is that which is against God's nature. That which opposes God's nature is sin. And so that's where right and wrong comes from. And our human rights come from God, not from the government. Now, conservatives, they used to know that, but they can't even mention your right to bear firearms, to own weapons. They can't even mention that right without calling it a Second Amendment right, which by the very words of the NRA and even even better gun groups, Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. He cannot say your right to bear arms without calling it your Second Amendment rights. So that tells people that where do your rights come from? It's your Second Amendment right. Your rights come from the Constitution. And so Bill O'Reilly, the conservative pillar of strength that he is, he's trying to justify his position against homosexual marriage because he himself, he's a homosexual cheerleader. And so he needs to defend, well, why is it then he's against homosexual marriage? So he says, well, marriage is a privilege. He said this week on his show, marriage is a privilege, not a right. No one has a right to marriage. Now, that's inane. That means that the government has the authority justly to ban marriage if they thought it in the government's interest, because no one has a right to marriage. Of course people have a right to marriage. And that kind of inane thinking is where we are headed. And when I say we, think of our national Christian ministries, because systematically they are separating church and state. You know how they get mad at liberals for misquoting the Constitution about separation of church and state? Well, the liberals, well, they're the enemy. But it turns out that it's the conservative Christian pro-life leaders that are saying, you can't mention God. You can't say that we want judges who fear God and will protect the innocent. We want judges who will not violate thou shalt not murder. You can't say that. Why not? Because there's separation of church and state. The conservative Christian separation of church and state is more insidious than the left-wing separation, because the conservatives are supposed to be the ones who know God and honor God and recognize that all rights come from God. And so Bill O'Reilly says he's trying to defend, he's against homosexual marriage. Why, Bill? Well, because no one has a right to marriage. It's a privilege, not a right. That's inane. Well, one of our Christian leaders, I don't want to mention who it was on Hannity and Combs this past year, back when Massachusetts was all in the news over legalizing homosexual marriage. And he was asked, why are you against homosexual marriage? And he gave two reasons. Two. He said, because of tradition and the dictionary. So that's where right and wrong comes from. Tradition and the dictionary. You're a national Christian leader and a million people are listening for your words. Why are you against homosexual marriage? What are you, a racist? Well, homosexuality is not a race. What are you, a bigot? Why are you against homosexual marriage? Because of tradition and the dictionary. Well, if you would have lived 100 years ago, 150 years ago, and somebody said, why are you against owning blacks as slaves? You said, well, because of tradition? Well, it's traditional. Because of the dictionary? No, I looked up slave, and it's, a human owns another human. Oh, you own a slave. Right and wrong doesn't come from tradition or the dictionary. But we are ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So our Christian leaders are following Bill O'Reilly more carefully than they're following the Apostle Paul or Jesus Christ. They are far more comfortable with Fox News than they are with the Pentateuch, the books of Moses. Far more conservative. In fact, maybe somebody would have said, if this Christian leader would have said, well, God made us male and female, and God instituted marriage between a man and a woman. Maybe the Christian leader was afraid that he would get a question about marriage regarding the Bible and he wouldn't know how to answer it. And so therefore, he's afraid to bring up the Bible because he doesn't know it well enough to defend his position biblically. But he knows how to use a dictionary. So he says, as a Christian leader in America, I'm against homosexual marriage because I could read the dictionary. And so we have O'Reilly O'Reilly trying to defend his bizarre hybrid view of the world. And he comes out with this gem, January 24th, 2006, on his show, the O'Reilly factor. He says marriage is a privilege, not a right. No one has a right to marriage. And that's absurd. It's absurd. Remember, he had two Playboy bunnies on his show, and they were sending photographs of themselves to our troops in Iraq. And he was all gushing all over them. And he defended that, saying, hey, there's nothing wrong with this. Oh, no, these women, they're sending their photos to other women's husbands, to men who might be especially vulnerable and lonely in Iraq. And, you know, Jesus said, if you lust in your heart, it's like committing adultery. But O'Reilly, his whole worldview is so perverse. And what was it? Every other show, he would bet a guest dinner in New York at a nice restaurant. He said, I'll bet you dinner at a nicest restaurant. And whenever he would say that, it would be a young, beautiful woman. Over and over and over. And then he was sued for that sexual harassment scandal he was in. And from that lawsuit, he stopped offering those bets to young women. Who knows what his wife thought about the bets anyway? I don't know. But the state of Christian leadership in America, as far as our philosophical worldview, our foundation of our moral, legal understanding of government, is virtually cloned from Bill O'Reilly. That's what it is. It is legal positivist. God saying thou shalt not murder is not relevant to our national Christian ministries. As Kerry Gordon Earle said, we're not as concerned about his position on abortion as his judicial philosophy. Really? That sounds like the plaque under the arch in St. Louis. We took our kids there last year on the way to a wedding. And we took a photograph of this plaque in the museum under the arch by Stephen A. Douglas in a speech in Alton, Illinois. You know how conservatives are for states' rights? We get Christians calling to this show when we say the Supreme Court needs to say that a child has a right to life and you can't kill a child. And they say, oh, that's a states' rights issue. That's what Stephen A. Douglas said. I look forward to a time when each state shall be allowed to do as it pleases. I care more for the great principle of self-government than I do for all the Negroes in Christendom. I care more for. That's like Kerry Gordon Earle saying we are more concerned. We are not as concerned about his view on killing children as we are of his legal philosophy. This is what we're up against. It's a battle. Try to have a great weekend, right? Go to church, worship God, read his word with your family, and come back Monday with your batteries charged, because there's a fight, and we're in the middle of it. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great Christian school at 72nd and Oak, and that's where Denver Bible Church meets, at Maranatha in Arvada.